Theoretical recap. HTML tables are powerful for displaying structured data, but they become confusing for screen reader users when accessibility attributes are missing. Two key tools address this: the scope attribute and the summary attribute, or its modern equivalent. The scope attribute is applied to ETH elements to explicitly declare whether a header applies to a column, scope equals col, comma a row, scope equals row, comma a group of columns, scope equals col group, comma or a group of rows, scope equals row group. Without scope, screen readers may struggle to associate data cells with their correct headers, especially in complex tables. The summary attribute was used directly on table in HTML4, but is now deprecated in HTML5. The modern approach is to provide a description using either a caption element, visible to all users, or an ARIA describe B attribute pointing to a hidden or visible paragraph that explains the table's structure and purpose. Do not confuse caption, a visible title, with a structural summary, an explanation of how the table is organized. Common mistakes include applying scope only to column headers and forgetting row headers, writing a caption that merely repeats the table title without explaining its structure, and omitting any description for complex multi-axis tables. A well-accessible table should be fully understandable when navigated linearly by a screen reader. Mini example: a schedule table with days as column headers, scope equals col, comma and time slots as row headers, scope equals row, comma gives screen readers a clear axis for every cell. Workshop brief. You have already built a weekly schedule table in the previous workshop and explored the structural tags table, to head, to body, F, caption, and scope. This workshop goes one step further. Your goal is to take one or more tables and make them fully accessible, applying all relevant accessibility techniques correctly and purposefully. Start by retrieving the HTML file from the previous workshop, the weekly schedule, or create a new, more complex table of your choice, for example, a comparison table of web technologies, a grading table, or a product feature matrix. The table must have at least 4 columns and 5 rows, and must include both column headers and row headers to give you meaningful practice with bidirectional scope usage. Once your base table is in place, your first task is to audit it from an accessibility standpoint. Read through every THE element and ask yourself, does a screen reader user know exactly which row or column this header governs? Add or correct scope attributes on every eighth accordingly. Pay close attention to corner cells, the top left cell in a table that has both row and column headers, decide how to handle them and document your reasoning in an HTML comment. Your second task is to provide a meaningful structural summary of the table. You must implement this using the HTML5 compliant approach, either enrich your existing caption so it genuinely describes the table's organization, not just its title, or add a descriptive paragraph linked via ARIA describe BEVI. The summary must explain what the axes represent and how a user should read the table. It should be useful to someone who cannot see the visual layout. If you use ARIA describe BEVI, make a deliberate choice about whether the description should be visible or visually hidden, using a CSS class, and justify that choice in a comment. Your third task is to validate your work. Open your table in a browser and use a free accessibility checking tool, such as the Wave Browser Extension or Axe Dev Tools, to identify any remaining issues. Fix every error or warning related to table accessibility that the tool reports. Take a screenshot or copy the tool's output to include with your submission as evidence of your validation step. Finally, review your complete HTML file for overall code quality, proper indentation, meaningful caption text, no deprecated attributes, and clean structure. Make sure your file validates against the W3C HTML validator as well. You are allowed, and encouraged, to consult the theoretical chapters covered so far, the MDN web docs, the W3C WCAG guidelines, and any other internet resource you find relevant. You may work alone or collaborate with a peer, but the final file you submit must reflect your own understanding. Be prepared to explain every decision you made.